Back for the final segment here of Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers after the Cheney Cardinals come into Scott City and win by the count of 38-7. Here are the comments from assistant coach Dakota Hayes afterwards after Cheney's big win over Scott City.
Boy, Cheney really set the tone on the opening kickoff. Your team really settled in that second quarter, made some big stops. They had some, but Cheney just with some big plays tonight with their length at receiver, and that was really pretty much the story tonight here against a very good Cheney team.
It was. They had some kids that stepped up and played well, and I thought we matched up pretty well besides that opening kickoff. I mean, I thought we played all right, but they had guys that weren't afraid to shield you or go up and get the ball and just flat play football. So.
And it was just one of those situations, a lot of jump balls, and you had your defenders kind of in the right spot for most of the night there, but it was really their receivers that were just making some outstanding plays. And for the most part, you guys defended them well in the past, but they, like I said, just made some really good plays.
They did. I mean, that quarterback put the ball where only his receiver could get it, and they went up and got the ball, and yeah.
Well, in offense, you tried to go outside here tonight, and I think Cheney's speed really showed tonight, and Parker Gooden was really scrambling for his life pretty much the entire night, and this is a team that had a lot of size, but also had a lot of speed to go with that size.
They did. They were quick, and that was something we knew that was coming in. If we weren't going to sustain blocks or anything like that, that they were going to eat us up. They were fast off the edge. They were pinching defensive ends, and they had some kids that could play.
And, you know, you're down 14-7. You have to feel like you're right there. Had a big momentum play there at the end of the first half when Cheney was looking like they were going to go down and score, and a big interception by Isaac Tarango there in that end of the first half. And then you guys kind of get the ball to get the start the second half, a big sack on third down and some penalties there. You get the roughing the punter, just were unable to sustain anything in that second half.
It is. It's one of those situations where you can't really shoot yourself in the foot. Get behind the chains. You miss an assignment here or there, and it leads to a bad gain or slowing yourself down or anything like that, and it's one of those things that we battled all year, and it was something that we knew that we wouldn't be able to give up, and we lost the battle on that side. So,
and you know, it's tough to take away, or it's tough loss here to end the season. It's a lot of heartbreak there, especially for the seniors. This is it for them, and this is their final football game here in a Scott City uniform, but you know, five games in the year, you guys were 5-0, then dropped two in a row, or two-game losing streak in the middle of the year. But you guys did a good job of riding the ship to get to where you were at here. And I think that just shows about the team really coming together. And, you know, some seniors stepping up there when really you kind of felt like maybe your guys had your backs against the wall there toward the end of the regular season.
It did. Those seniors are really resilient. I mean, it could have been really easy for them to just roll over and accept that it's over and we're not going to do this or we're not going to do that or go anywhere. But they stepped up. They rallied their troops. It's like we were talking last week sometime. These seniors have had a good run. They've had a lot of extra weeks of practice. You hate to see them go out like they did. But, they made the season – what they could, they got the kids motivated to go on and keep playing football. So.
Yeah, well, it was a fun season. You guys were kind of had some injuries that first time in a long time you dealt with those injuries, and those players really did step up, and it just shows what a team effort you guys had here. As we're joined here with Dakota Hayes here. Final time, Beavers lose here tonight, 38-7. Thanks as well for you guys all access all season long. It's been a fun season, regardless of the outcome here tonight, and great group of kids. And thanks again as always.
Yep, thank you, Adam. Appreciate everything you do.
And once again, thank you there to assistant coach Dakota Hayes for joining me there post game after the 38-7 Scott City win over the Cheney Cardinals. And once again, thanks to the coaches all season long for access into practice, especially with Coach Jim Turner and all the coaches. It's been fun to watch this team throughout the year. But final numbers here, just a tough night for Scott City. They would end up not gaining a yard in the second half. They had 105 yards in the first half. They would be break even and nothing in the second half. A total 105 yards, 6-20 passing, 53 yards, and an interception for Parker Gooden. The Beavers would rush for 33 carries, that is, for 52 yards. Of course, And the passing department, receiving-wise, Hunter Yeager, 3 receptions, 5 yards. Justice McDaniel, the 39-yarder. And Cale Goodman had 2 receptions for 9 yards. For the ground game, not a whole lot going either. 12 yards on five carries for Hunter Yeager. 16 carries and 14 yards for Cale Goodman. And 6 for 10 for Cale Goodman in the game. So Goodman had 14, 10 yards for Cale Goodman there. And just tough sledding all around. Scott City just had 6 first downs, 5 of those in the first half. They were 1 of 13 on third down all night. Just could not move the past the third down, couldn't get a third down conversion all night there. And they were just 1 of 4 on fourth downs. But the Beavers only had 1 turnover. They were plus 1 in the turnover department. Cheney, though, 435 yards of offense, 285 on the ground. Both and Block combined for 12 for 19 passing for 285 yards, a touchdown, 2 picks. Cheney was had 150 yards on the ground on 36 carries. They were led on the ground there by Riley Pence's 102 yards in the game and the touchdown rush. But for passing-wise, Both was 5 of 8 for 200 yards and a touchdown and 2 interceptions. Block had 7-11 passing for 85 yards. Cheney had 16 first downs. They were 3 of 9 on third down, 1-1 on fourth down, and they had 2 turnovers in the game. But Scott City sees their season come to an end by the count of 38-7. Cheney, very good team. As I mentioned, coming into Friday night, their only losses were to, well, pretty much every team in the Renwick School District, and that, of course, is Garden Plain and Andale. They're both undefeated. Garden Plain saw their season come to an end. Andale, well, that's who Cheney is going to meet up in the sub-state round. Andale, after a scoreless first quarter and led 14-0 at Beloit at halftime, would end up winning 42-0. So round two between those two schools on Friday night at Andale, that should be a fun game. And, man, you know what? Cheney had their chances in the first game. Andale made the plays at home in the end, and could see another one of those games go down to the wire between those two. Andale at 11-0 and Cheney at 9-2. Should be a fun one there with those two schools on Friday night at Andale. 7 o'clock kickoff there, but Scott City sees their season come to an end, and seniors playing their final games include the senior Hunter Yeager, Parker Gooden, Justice McDaniel, Caleb Vandegrift, also Kevin Herman, Cale Goodman, Sam Irwin, who got injured at the Russell game. He was out for the rest of the year, but made it through the season there. Also Jackson Lewis, Brandon Winterland, of course, unfortunate ACL tear there against Concordia, and he had his surgery a week later. Also Eli Amack, Dre Allen, who had a bad ankle injury, was out for most of the season, but stayed with it. And then the kicker, Alexis Reyes, playing their final games in a Scott City Beaver uniform there on Friday night. But thanks to them for all their dedication to the program over the years. But Scott City finishes it out at 8-3 on the year. And, you know, at 8-3, I know it's been a tough season at times, but this team really rallied well in the middle of the late part of the season when they needed to keep to get some momentum going. The Beavers in their 25th playoff appearance are now 52-21 all time. They dropped to 5-7 in the sectional round, and they're now 27-11 at home. They have scored for 143 straight games. Their 72-game streak when scoring 10-plus points came to an end. Cheney is now 7-6 in their 7th playoff appearance. They're now 1-1 in the sectional round. In the round of 8, they're now 1-2. So they have... They're in their third straight playoff appearance. They'll take on Andale, as I mentioned, Friday night. Well, thanks to you guys for listening all season long to this. And now we get ready for the winter sports, wrestling and basketball already. They'll be starting up their first competition the 6th of December. Basketball will be at home against Wichita County. And then on the 7th of December, wrestling will take the varsity team to the Pratt Invitational. Thanks again for listening all season long to Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers. Here on WesternKansasNews.com, I'm Adam Kadavy.